Now, after location comes people, your human resources, people who would deal with customers who walk into the store. So first, you need to have people who are happy serving customers, who are motivated serving customers, and who care about the satisfaction and the experience that a customer receives. So you need to keep your staff motivated, right? People at the cashier, at the cash counter, people at product displays, people knowledgeable about products. So if I walk into an electronic store and I want to compare a Dell 13-inch laptop with a HP 14-inch laptop, and I reach out to one of the reps standing there, the person, he or she needs to be able to differentiate the two products to me and tell me about the pros and cons of each of the two. And the answer, the clarification, the justification needs to be satisfactory. So I would, as a customer, expect the person to know more about the product than I myself know. So your staff has to be knowledgeable, motivated, and willing to help the customer, because that is what drives employee satisfaction and customer satisfaction. You also need to manage employee churn or attrition, because if employees start leaving frequently, then training new employees becomes a challenge. You'll have to spend a lot of time, energy, resources in continuously training new employees. So you need to ensure that your good staff, your talented staff, your motivated staff stays with you for longer. So you need to really understand and work on employee satisfaction and engagement. Otherwise, people would frequently keep leaving your organization, and you have to keep on hiring new people who will take time to learn about your store, about your policies, to learn about your customers. If as a customer, every time I meet a new person at the counter, there is no familiarity, right? But if I meet the same person every time I visit, there is that familiar face there who I can talk to, who I can talk about my previous purchase, and who knows my purchasing habits and my product preferences. So you need to ensure that you're able to retain employees. So spend and invest in training and development, have employee engagement activities, have reward and recognition plans, maybe give them health insurance, different examples of how you can keep your employees together, avoid attrition, and keep them motivated and passionate to go out and help customers make purchase and the entire journey that a person has at the retail store. So along with location, your people strategy becomes very important for your retail business. And then let's talk about the supply chain management strategy. This is important to ensure that the right product is available when a customer wants to purchase. So your inventory has to be managed. It has to be managed just in time. Supply chain management integrates various logistical activities as well as business processes, right? Transportation of goods, inventory, storage, your suppliers, your vendors. So that all put together ensures that a customer is able to buy what he or she intends to when she walks into your store. So if I walk into your store to buy maybe washing powder, for example, and I need my preferred brand, if that's not available, I'll feel dissatisfied. And if that happens more than once, or if I walk in with a list of say 25 items and six are maybe off the shelf, six are not available as per my preferred brand or preferred packaging size, I'll be dissatisfied. So how do you ensure that does not happen? That's where the supply chain management strategy comes into picture. So effective implementation of supply chain management is required to identify various supply chain, who is your supplier, who is your logistics provider, when to order products, when to ensure that you do an inventory check. All that becomes an integral part of how you manage your supply chain, right? You may have to at times for larger items, for example, for air conditioners or for televisions, customers walk into a store, they look at the sample piece and they place an order. Delivery happens from a storage location to the customer's residence. So even that's a part of the supply chain process. The logistics to the customer's residence. So how do you manage that? So all this put together ensures that the customer is able to buy what he or she needs when they need it, the right product, the right size, the right price, and the right brand. That all needs to come together. Otherwise, having a great location, great human resources will not yield any benefits. And all this has to ensure. So to ensure supply chain management, you also need to look at adequate and appropriate staffing. So again, it goes back to the human resources. The people need to be able to talk to the customers and guide them, and also keep a record of what customers prefer to buy. That goes into your CRM or your store software. That lets you plan your purchases, inventory, and future orders. You need to optimize the storage space, the storage and the display space, right? So display drives a major role in selling products in a retail store. People buy what they can see. So display retail stores try to put products at eye level when customers visit a store. So what you see is what you want to pick up. You want to explore a product. So your storage and your display plays an important part. Then you also want to use multiple suppliers. That lets you have a backup. If one supplier is running short of supplies or is maybe facing any challenges in his or her business, then you should have a backup supplier to ensure that you don't run out of supplies when your customers come shopping at your retail store. You need to have a long-range forecasting. For example, you need to forecast for busier seasons, for holiday seasons, months in advance. So have a strategy in place where a good forecasting would enable to effectively utilize storage space, order goods and services, and manage resources. So you don't want to have more products than what you would be selling in a shorter period, and you don't even want to run out of products when customers come to buy. So forecasting becomes important. So you have to have short-term forecasting and long-term forecasting. And it depends on one, seasonality, when people buy some products, some categories, the quantities that they buy, and the cycle time or the lead time it takes from the time you place an order till the time the product is available in the store for customers to buy from you. So you need to manage your inventory. There are some items which you can store in your inventory. So before you place order, you also have an inventory. Products from the supplier come into a store or a godown, and from there it goes into your retail store. So you need to manage the inventory. What's happening in the store should go as an input to the inventory management manager, supervisor, or the inventory management software. And then that should be connected to your orders, which you pass for your suppliers and your vendors. And you also need to have your sales channel strategy well developed. How do you sell products, right? How do you communicate to customers what are the new products, new categories, new brands, or new offers that are available for them at your retail store? So all this put together, location, people, supply chain, sales strategy, there are bound to be some challenges. So what are the challenges in a supply chain management strategy for retail stores or retail businesses? First is managing the transformation to omnichannel. Now, what's omnichannel? Omnichannel is the ability for a business to sell both online and offline and bring both together, right? Omnichannel is about bringing online and offline together. For example, a person being able to browse your online website, placing orders, and coming and picking up goods from your retail store. So that's bringing online and offline together. So managing the transformation, because now that's becoming an increasing trend. Customers want that, right? They want the convenience to be able to browse products on a mobile app or on a website at the convenience of their home, and then maybe later travel to the store and pick up the stuff. So they want an omni-channel experience. But the transformation is not going to be easy because there is cost involved, there's technology involved. Then lack of proper infrastructure could be another challenge in implementing your supply chain strategy. For example, you may have a retail store, good location, good facility, but you may lack adequate storehouses to store products. So if you cannot maintain inventory, you have to place more frequent orders. You may not be able to negotiate discounts on bulk orders because your quantities are not as high as larger players, and hence you lose out on the pricing war. As I said, warehousing and stock management. If you don't have the right technology, the right space, and the right manpower who understand the science behind stock management, who understand when to order, how much to order, where to order from, who do not understand the lead cycle, the lead time, that would affect your overall supply chain strategy. You also need to then maintain a network of reputed and reliable suppliers. Just like you as a supplier, a service provider, are answerable to your customers and your customers look for reliability, similarly, you as a buyer needs reliability from your suppliers. So you want your suppliers to fulfill their commitments. If they fail to live up to their commitments, their delivery timelines, you will fail to live up to your commitments to your customers. So it's a chain, and hence you need to maintain a network of reputed and reliable suppliers. You need to maintain your backups. And there are also complications in taxation, especially with introduction of GST. So the state GST, IGST, GST on packaged goods, no GST on loose goods. So you need to have people who are trained. Your cash counter employees need to be trained upon how to use that. So you need to have the right software to help your team with these taxation complications. Then you could have a heavy dependence on documentation, right? You need to maintain bills for suppliers, bills for customers, legal documentation for GST and other taxes. You need to leverage technology to reduce time delays. You can't do it manually, right? If you're running a retail store like a DMart or a Big Bazaar, there are thousands of categories of products. Each category has multiple brands and multiple packaging sizes. You can't do that manually, you can't do that on a spreadsheet. You need to use technology. So you need to leverage technology and you need to have the right software, the right technology that should make your business easy and not difficult. You don't want to be learning a software. You want a software that is easy to use for you and for your people. You need to have availability of proper storage facilities. This could be a challenge because there are a lot of goods that are perishable. For example, vegetables are perishable. A lot of food items are perishable. They come with expiry dates. Bakery items are perishable. So you need to have proper storage facilities, normal storage as well as cold storage. So you may need to have a cold storage in a close vicinity, for example, if you're dealing in those kind of products. Then there is a demand for last mile delivery. Again, e-commerce firms and bigger firms have spoiled the customer for choice. Customers get what they need at their doorstep, right? From medicines to grocery to electronics to clothes, they expect that same service from every service provider. So there is increased demand for last mile delivery from customers. So that also becomes a part of your supply chain strategy. How do you ensure on-time delivery, secure delivery for your customers when they place an order either in store or online? And then time definite delivery. Timeline always becomes important. But if you're able to manage all these challenges well enough, there are several benefits of a good strategy. And hence, you need to have a good customer relationship management system to manage your entire retail business. And a system should, for retail business, a customer relationship management system will be more complicated, will have more fields, more information to be captured. But if done well, it would help you, as always, increase customer satisfaction. Because you're able to track your customers' detail. For example, you may want to run a scheme for regular customers that if they complete purchase worth 50,000 in 6 months, you will give them 5,000 rupees discount on their next purchase, or they may be eligible for a lucky draw, for example. So you need a system that is able to track all those purchases and let the customer know where they are in terms of being eligible for the offer. Now, if you are running a large retail store with hundreds of people walking in and out every day, you can't maintain this manually. You need to have a good CRM that, okay, how many times a customer orders online, on the phone, physical, how much has he or she ordered, and what's the total sum of all the orders in the last 6 months. So the eligibility is 50,000. If at the end of the fifth month, the customer is at 38,000, you should be able to tell the customer that he or she could be eligible for the 5,000 discount or the lucky draw if they're able to manage purchases worth 12,000 in the next 30 days. And you won't be able to do that if you don't have a CRM implemented. And if you can do that, the customer feels happy. They anyways are going to buy those goods either from you or from anybody else. But by buying from you, they're eligible for a discount or maybe a surprise coupon, a travel package, or a lucky draw. So you are able to serve the customer better and you're able to increase the customer satisfaction and engagement. So CRM strategy, a CRM would help in brand advocacy and enhances customer loyalty. Customer wants to keep coming back to you because you're delivering personalized services to the customer. A good CRM, when implemented effectively, shall lead to a good, satisfied customer base, which would ensure increased revenue to the retailer. This is true for any businesses. That are the main reasons why you implement a CRM system, to be able to track, maintain a customer profile, their buying preferences, and then recommend personalized recommendations and services to the customer. So a CRM can be integrated to any marketing program, including digital marketing, and the CRM would help the retailer to understand the response of the marketing program launched. So you can even assess the effectiveness and the returns of the marketing campaigns that you introduce for your retail business. And since you're able to run personalized offers, recommendations, that improves your customer retention rate because the customer comes back and keeps buying from you. It encourages repeat sales and it helps in segmenting data, which would in turn help the marketing or the retailer sell those goods or services which the customer likes as their previous purchase history. This is similar to online retailers. You are able to track the customer's purchase history and recommend them more products. You're able to track the purchase history of similar customers and recommend more products. For example, if a customer has been buying, for example, organic rice, you're able to recommend him other organic products. But a customer who never buys anything organic, there's no point recommending organic products new launched to the customer because he or she is not likely to buy organic. So the purchase history lets you make personalized recommendations to the customer. The customer likes that, helps you improve your sale and repeat purchases from a particular customer. So these are the many benefits. But how do you strategize a customer relationship management system for a retail business? One is leverage CRM to develop relationship with customers. As we discussed, to roll out offers, to customize communication, to recommend products, and to send personalized greetings as well, right? New Year greetings, birthday greetings, their association with your company. For example, if a customer has been buying from you for the last 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, you want to celebrate that. That's where a CRM helps you. Define and manage a customer's life cycle, right? Understand how frequently is the customer buying from you, or has a customer been inactive for say 3 months or 2 months, whereas his frequency earlier was once every 15 days. So you could really go ahead, look at it, get notifications, and send out a communication to the customer to bring him back to the store. Integrate CRM with the sales process, which would enable CRM to capture all critical data. For example, a customer may have switched brands, right? For example, I may have switched the brand of the shaving cream that I use. Your system should be able to capture that. Basis that, you can recommend me more products or more discounts, or tell me about other products offered by the new brand that I have now switched to. Leverage the data of the CRM to enhance employee productivity, right? If your employees, your help desk employees or person at the cash counter, they have access to the customer data, they'll also be able to deal with the customers in a better way. For example, if you have a new person at the cash counter, a customer shops at your retail store and walks into the cash counter. Now, either they may have a membership card. If not, the cash counter rep may ask for the phone number. The phone number, once entered into the system, should display the customer's profile to the rep. The rep would then address the customer by his or her name. The customer is meeting with the person for the first time, but now the rep has access to his name. He knows the customer has been shopping for the last 3 years, what has he or she been shopping for, and he may have recommendation products on the screen. So even the person may be new in your store, given the CRM system and access to it, he or she can still offer a personalized experience to a customer walking in to complete the payment for the purchases. That makes the customer happy. That gives a personalized, great experience to the customer, and that enhances customer loyalty and stickiness for your business. Now, you need to leverage the CRM to have a strategy which would deliver personalized service. As discussed, you need to track the entire purchase history of the customer to be able to recommend and talk to the customer at every touch point, be it your email communication, your SMS communication, or what your employees tell the customers. So one of the strategies of leveraging the CRM is to automate all interaction the retail person or the customer is having, which would help identify leads, give important customer feedback, etc. So you need to ensure that all interactions and touch points are automatically recorded, and these happen today. CRMs are integrated with your telephone help desk system. CRMs are integrated with your email system. You could integrate WhatsApp with an API to your CRM. So all those get automatically logged into your CRM system in the respective customer's profile. A lot of sales campaigns could be well monitored for the outcome when integrated with the CRM. You need to be sending the right offers to the right customers. So basis the purchase history, basis brand affinity, or basis product category affinity, you'll be able to segment customers and then send them a relevant marketing or sales campaigns. So that's where the CRM plays an important role. So when it comes to retail marketing, you first need to look at the benefits and the key attributes in terms of location, people, a supply chain system, and you also need to leverage a customer relationship management system just like an online business would do, because that gives you access, information, and insights to better deal with your customers and give them a highly personalized experience. So that's the end of the service marketing series, where we've discussed the importance of marketing research, how being intangible makes service marketing a little different to product marketing, how you need to bring in tangible attributes, and how you need people as the real differentiator to be sounding and come across as a reliable company and assure the customer, be responsive to the customer, and how you could leverage technology in terms of customer relationship management to give good experience, great experience to your customers. So hope you enjoyed the lecture. Thank you very much.